And so, beloved ones, we greet thee, Tizalkazah. And it is indeed a great honor for us to be here with you in this moment of your time. And so as we talk to you, we also invite you to simply relax. For as we talk here, it is not just words that we are sharing with you. It is a level of understanding, an energetic that explains more perhaps than the words themselves. And so, as has already been said, you have indeed come from the stars. Your scientists tell you that the universe is expanding, rapidly expanding. But, beloved ones, consciousness is also expanding in your universe. Consciousness expands in a different way. There are, as we have called them, many civilizations, enlightened, you would call them in your language. There are many enlightened civilizations who are ancient and beyond ancient on your human timescale. They have moved through the process that humanity is going through right now, a process of awakening, a process of becoming more aware of who you are and why you are here. And they moved through this process. They reached that state that you call enlightenment and have evolved beyond that. And when a society reaches that level, they are given the opportunity, they are asked to assist in bringing consciousness to another planetary civilization. And it is in this way that the consciousness expands throughout the universe. And so it was the Pleiadians, as many of you know, the Pleiadians were tasked with bringing consciousness to the human form here on your beautiful earth. And this happened many, many centuries ago. And you will hear more of this in a moment. But understand that the gateway, so to speak, for souls to come from these other civilizations, this gateway was opened by the Pleiadians. And so many have come from the Pleiades, but also many of you have come from a variety of civilizations from around your universe. Why? Because, beloved ones, each one of these planetary civilizations have a different experience, a different reality. And so, as you come from all these different places, you are bringing different experiences. And so, you came here, you volunteered, you were chosen, and you came to this earth with some understanding about how it was going to be. You came and you agreed that you would forget after a while where you had come from. You would bring the knowledge, the wisdom, and you carry it within. And you would move down into unconsciousness. And from that place of unconsciousness, you would begin to work your way back up into awareness. And that is what is happening here now. That is what has been occurring over the last generations. A waking up. A deciding that you no longer wish to operate from fear, from negativity. You wish to start living in love, living in consciousness, you are ready for something new.
And so you see, beloved ones, the star seed within you is not just that you come from the stars. You come from enlightened civilizations in the stars. You come from vastly different civilizations with different focuses, wisdom, knowledge, experiencing. Many of you can feel this within already. Many of you were drawn to participate in this particular starseed journey because you have had that taste of your consciousness, your true awareness, your superconscious connection to all that is. And so we give you this image of opening to the starseed within, being about accessing far more than you have accessed before. That is what we are wishing to share with you at this time, because, beloveds, it paints a far different picture of what is happening here on the earth at this time. You see the chaos around you, yes? Hold on, because it is just beginning. This is what happens when you lift out of centuries of unconsciousness. There has to be this total collapse of the old ways. But it is our message to you this day that where you are going is far more beautiful than you can possibly imagine right now. But when you connect energetically to where you have been, you can start to see the potentials. And they are far brighter than perhaps you think.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are three sections and three channelings, three energy-specific areas of today. This one is all about origins. I want to identify the three that I'm going to speak of and how in a moment. But when you speak of origins, where did you come from? We have spoken so many times the truth that has been also given to you from the information which comes from the other side of the veil that you've just heard. I'm going to ask you a question. Let's say that you are mainstream. You're not esoteric. Let's say you're not indigenous. You live in this country like everyone else does, doing what you do. You go to work, you come back, you have children. Let's say you don't necessarily buy into all of these ideas that we speak of. So let me ask you this. Where were you told you came from? And the answer is this. Most of you, billions of you, have been told a story. And it's the story you will tell your children. And the story is this, that once upon a time, a long time ago, humans were minding their own business, being humans, and an angel appeared. And that angel then did something and changed something, depending upon the story you hear all over the planet. The angel gave you a choice, because suddenly the angel and all that was with that angel changed you. Some say that's when you got your soul. In that Garden of Eden experience, that metaphor for the earth, that angel, that metaphor for God, for spirit, something happened to the human being that was spiritual. Now that is the story that you learned. It is not that different, dear ones, from the esoteric story that we are saying today. What if that angel was a little different than you thought? Many of you who have studied esoterics have heard the future know what an ascended planet means. It's an idea that says that consciousness will grow, and that someday it may grow to such an extent that you will be in touch more with that soul's spiritual energy. And when that time comes, there will be peace on earth, a whole different paradigm of thought, perhaps even consciousness over physics, a planet perhaps a million years from today, this beautiful earth, will grow up and go from what it is today, which is a beginning children's version of what you will become someday, and have some of these angelic abilities just like the masters did of the planet. They came and they showed you what they could do. Angelic they were. So, follow the thought for a moment. Let's say as this ascended planet starts to reach out to some other planets that are just having their beginnings, that you go there in ascension status and you go there to help them, perhaps plant seeds of what you know. You're compassionate, you're nurturing, you're beautiful, you're esoterically enhanced, perhaps even multidimensional. That's the human being a million years from now. How will you be seen by a beginning society? They'll look at you and they'll say, "You're an angel." Angels, dear ones, came here from ascended planets not that long ago to plant seeds. And that is what I want to show and tell now. The metaphor of planting seeds is going to be the three sections of what I will speak of. The seeds that were planted, the star seeds that were planted, are just like when a planting happens from a farmer of a forest. The seeds are there. They're special seeds. They're always alive. They always have the spiritual knowledge. They always have enlightenment in those seeds. And they're planted, let's say, in the forest of humanity. And there they sit. The next section, and when I come back, we'll be talking about what happens when they got watered. And that was in 2012. And then the third section we're going to call self-pollination. What happens with the trees, dear ones, when they start growing finally, is they start to release those things which create more trees. In other words, I think you see the metaphor. The seeds will come out and start to grow, and they will create for the first time more seeds. The seeds represent high consciousness, knowledge, compassion, nurturing, benevolence in consciousness. The seeds are a new consciousness of humanity. Those are the seeds reflected from those who planted them all that time ago. Dear ones, you're in a special time, and when we come back, I want to talk about that special time. But for now, know this. That even the basic children's stories that you hear have you coming from an angelic source. And indeed, you did. And so it is.